Hello, Grinders, and welcome back to the Weekend Grind. I'm your host, Travis Mangone, here to break down this small set of games for you today. It's me just solo here, but, you know, we'll get through the games. There's not too many. It's weird. We have two-game slates, essentially, but we're still bringing the content, still going to talk about some of these games. So while you're building your lineups, if you want to listen here and, you know, kind of, you know, talk some playthroughs with me, go right ahead. I'll be right here talking about the plays, and we'll break it down for you, so... Let's get started again for like it being two games on each one. They're still two pretty good games. We'll get into it right now and just start though. At 3 o'clock here, we got the New Orleans Pelicans and the Milwaukee Bucks. 222.5 team total. Bucks is 4-point home favorites. And we'll start with the Pelicans side of the ball. This is just like fascinating because like we have two fantastic matchups. We have Anthony Davis against the Bucks, who, you know, Anthony Davis is a guy that's a stud that you have to be paying for nowadays. Everything that he's been doing has been incredible. I mean, with DeMarcus Cousins off the court, Anthony Davis, he's averaging 33-13-2 with 2.5 steals and 2.4 blocks over his last 10 games. And his last four DK point games are 87.8, 60, 77.3, and 90.3. I mean, it's really hard to fade DeMarcus Cousins, Anthony Davis right now. From what he's doing has been absolutely insane. On top of that, he gets the Bucks, and we know the Bucks are terrible against opposing big men. So can the matchup get any better? It feels like it can't. So have to like him. But then on the opposite side, we have Giannis, who, you know, Giannis gets a great matchup too. The Pelicans are like awful defensively. They play at a really fast pace, you know, big bump for a guy like Giannis. And we like to target them with like, you know, wing type players that are going to have the ball in their hand. I mean, this is pretty good for Giannis too. So I mean, if you could pay up for both, go for it. I don't know if you're going to be able to. It seems like more of a viable thing on a site like FanDuel. Haven't really tried it out on DraftKings yet. Let me do that right here. Hang on. So if you do that over there on DraftKings, you're left with $4,633 left. And I don't know, just the value gets a little ugly, the kind of plays that you have to play. But, you know, I think it's worth messing around with because those two are just in such great spots. But problem with that is you probably are going to miss out on some of these mid-tier plays that are pretty decent. Like, let's talk about on the Bucks side real quick, Eric Bledsoe and Chris Middleton. 6,900 and 6,700 for this, you know, nice pace boost for them against the Pelicans. That's going to be a tough one to pass up on. They could easily get you, you know, 50 fantasy points at that price tag, and that's something you want to have. And then on top of that, on the Pelican side of the ball, it's kind of tough to pass up on a guy like Mirotić for 6,300. We know what his upside can be. I mean, we saw it earlier against, you know, Brooklyn. He had 58.5. So, again, that was like a double overtime game and whatnot, but even against Detroit, he had 43 fantasy points. So like you're probably gonna miss out on some of these guys in the mid tier. So it's kind of tough, and it's really interesting. This game is going to be one that probably be really, really entertaining to watch, and have a lot of DFS goodness in it too. So I think that you know, between Davis and Giannis, it's take your pick, right? They're both great plays. You know, play the one that you like the most, however your construction you think fits best. Mess around with it, see if you can get both. If you can get both that you and you feel comfortable about it, great. I say you go for it. Especially on like probably FanDuel, it probably works a lot better over there, and probably able to make it work. So yeah, this game is going to be a fun one. And on top of that, maybe some ownership goes on LeBron too, because we have LeBron on this slate. So maybe some people take him instead, which I think is a mistake when you need to go one of these other two stars instead. So let's keep looking at the Pelican side of the ball. So Drew Holiday, his price tag is kind of expensive. I mean, 7.8K, but it is a good matchup for him. I kind of think I end up not playing him just because there's just so many good plays here. I'd rather just spend it, you know, save $1,000 from Eric Bledsoe or Chris Middleton and kind of do that instead. Rajon Rondo probably won't play, like Okafor. We need value though. If he starts, that's the problem. We don't know if Okafor would start. I don't think he would, because they'd like to play him more against double big lineups. But for 3,400, I mean, if he's gonna get some time, like 21.75 DraftKings points, 16.5, 18.75, 25, I mean, those are solid numbers for his price. So maybe Okafor does come in play. Just the problem is, I don't know how much run he's gonna get against Milwaukee. I mean, they just don't run like double big lineups too often, so it just seems like a game where Mirotić will just be in there a lot more. But I think he's in play as a value if you're trying to make this like superstars and scrub line of work. And again, it's a two-game slate, and normally paying up for the stars and those raw points are very important. So, yeah, I think that's pretty interesting all around. Would you want to go with like an Etuan Moore? I know he's been pretty good this year. I know he's cheap. I think there is some upside there. So again, if you're going superstars and scrubs, I think that could work. Again, I pass on like Rondo. I think he and Drew Holiday. I think this backcourt is one that you don't really want to touch, and it's mainly looking at Davis and Mirotić, and then kind of maybe mixing and matching some of these value plays on the Pelicans. And then for the Bucks, it's like, you know, Giannis, Middleton, and Bledsoe. I mean, Giannis is just in such a good spot. Middleton and Bledsoe are just underpriced for what they can do. Wouldn't play John Henson. Think this is a spot where he can get into some foul trouble. And then, man, it's tough. I don't want to play like Thon Maker and all these other guys. If I get word that like Jabari Parker is on, his minutes restriction gets lifted a little higher, I think that's good. It's only $4,000 on DraftKings, and he played 21 minutes the last time out there, and they said he was going to be on a 20 minutes restriction. So maybe if we get that bump to 24, that's what we need to make this like superstars and scrubs lineup. And this, you know, because then he could have a nice little ceiling there. It's tough with him at just 20 minutes a game. It's tough to kind of see what he can do. It seems like 20 is like his ceiling. Maybe he get to 25, but that's tough at 20 minutes. All right, let's move on from this game, though. Let's start talking about the next one. We got the San Antonio Spurs and the Cleveland Cavaliers, and this is a 216.5 team total. LeBron James is, he's back and, better with his new team. And this should be a pretty fun game for this team. They should be pretty excited to play a team like the Spurs, kind of challenge themselves with a tough team, with this new team. So I'm kind of excited to watch this one. I think this one will be an interesting game. I know it's not the same Spurs, no Kawhi Leonard, so that's kind of disappointing, but Popovic still knows how to make it difficult on people. LeBron James is going to be a fade for me. I'll just play Giannis. I'll play Anthony Davis. Think they're way better plays and kind of call that a day. I think it's a way better route to take, so I'll pass on that. Even LaMarcus Aldridge, too, I understand if you want to play him. Maybe you can't pay for both those guys, Giannis and Davis, but say you pay for one and then Aldridge kind of fits next because he's like that next, he's on his like own kind of tier on his own, and maybe you're able to mix in, you like the guys you mixed in the mid-tier between like the Middletons, the Mirotiches, and Bledsoes and anyone else around that range. Maybe that works out best, and if it does, I think that, I think that's fair, but I don't know. I don't really want to. I'm not going out of my way to roster Aldridge, right? It's kind of if I have the money and need to go roll points up, but I'm really looking for that Stars and Scrubs build, in my opinion, at this point. Pau Gasol, he has upside. I think it's like a good conversation on FanDuel. Do you go Pau Gasol for cheap, or do you pay all the way up for Davis? You probably don't pay all the way up for Davis if you can, but I mean, Pau Gasol can flash, he can flash upside, and we're not scared of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Big pace up game for the Spurs. That's good for a guy like Pau. Will probably play, 30 minutes. You'd expect Pau to, not Pau, you'd expect Popovich to really put, his stars out there for a while. So I think Pau is a really interesting tournament play that he could be the cheap guy you want to go to at the center position. Also like Murray, I think he's, a really good cheap point guard option that you should be considering on this slate. I have to like him in this spot and think he's someone that could be pretty solid all around. I know Patty Mills moved into the starting lineup when Danny Green had an illness. I'm assuming Danny Green is playing. I have no word on that right now, but if we get word that Danny Green would not play, I think it would make sense to obviously get some Patty Mills exposure. So just be on the lookout for that kind of news. Other than that, let's head over to the next set of games. Actually, I haven't talked about Cleveland enough. Let me go back to that. When we're looking at Cleveland here, LeBron James is normally the guy that you just kind of want, but I think in this type of slate, we can definitely match in some of these fringe value plays, right? Like the George Hills, the Rodney Hoods. Like I think getting one of these guys could have a nice upside game, like the Larry Nances. Again, it's not my favorite spot. I'm not trying to load up on them. They're playing against the Spurs, right? Not a spot where you want to go all in on them, but maybe a Larry Nance, right? He's flashed some upside. Last game against Memphis, which you wouldn't expect, he had 39.5 fantasy points. On top of that, he's going against the Spurs, who play a lot of big men. They play Pau Gasol. They have LaMarcus Aldridge. They just go double big man a lot, so this could be a pretty good game for Larry Nance. I think that could be an interesting, cheaper tournament option. But don't go too crazy on Cavaliers, because, again, big pace down game for them, and I don't think you want too much exposure to these guys. Let's head over to the next slate. It's an 8 o'clock start. Should be fun one. Still some pretty good games, too, to check out, so let's get started with that one. First game on the slate, we have the Washington Wizards and the Philadelphia 76ers. It's a 211.5 total. Should be a pretty interesting game, and obviously, you know, Joel Embiid's in this game. Have to wait on that injury news because, hey, we know what he is, his issues with playing on back-to-backs. I'm assuming he's playing on back-to-backs going forward. I think that he's really fighting with management about it. I know this is something that kind of like leaked out during the season, that he like really wants to play on back-to-backs, but they weren't letting him. And the one big thing he said, I think on Christmas Day, was like, he said, I just need to kind of just play. He's like, if I do, like, the second I get out there, I feel fine. But it's like, just leading up to it is like a pain. Like, he'll feel some soreness and whatnot. But once he gets going, he says he's perfectly fine. So I'm assuming that we're going to have him be playing. I'm going to do the analysis just thinking that he is, but obviously, wait on that news. It's really important. If we're looking at a guy like with Joel Embiid, I think he's a perfectly fine play, but I think the strategy to take is buy his low price on DraftKings at 9,600, and then buy Jokic's lower price on FanDuel. I mean, the difference in price on DraftKings is $700, so you get Joel Embiid for $700 cheaper, and then on FanDuel, you can head over and play Jokic for $800 cheaper. So I think that's the route to take. Just take the cheaper guy, and then maybe say you're building teams and you just have the extra money. I don't hate paying up for an Embiid or Jokic, because maybe then that's a little contrarian, right? Depending on ownerships. But I think that's the best way to do it. Obviously, you know, buy low, you know, helps you build a better roster overall. But yeah, I think that's the route I'll take on this slate. They're both in solid matches, right? Joel Embiid, you know, it's Washington. They're not the greatest team. They play down their competition a ton, and Embiid just sees so much usage. I mean, 33 usage, it's just too much for a guy. So you want to get exposure to a guy like that. And then Jokic, you know, he's just a really talented guy, been streaking right now. You know, triple-double machine, have to like Jokic, especially in this fast-paced game. That game has a 228 team total, so obviously one that we want to target on DraftKings. So you can play both, right? On FanDuel you can't, but on DraftKings you're able to. So these are two guys you're going to just want to get exposure to. I'm probably just going to, like I said, I'll probably go on FanDuel and I'll play Jokic over there, and then on DraftKings I'll play Embiid and just kind of play the cheaper price tags. I think that's the best route to take. Now let's like kind of talk about this Sixers side of the ball a little bit more. Ben Simmons, man, he's been really good recently. You can argue with what he's been doing. If you want to pay up for him, I think it's fine, but he's going to be a guy I probably end up fading, someone I just don't play. I'd rather pay up for a Chris Paul or a James Harden, a Jokic, and Embiid. I'd rather look to kind of spend my money on those guys and some of those like Nuggets guys in the mid-tier. I just think there's better routes to go, so I don't know. I'm not going to be playing Ben Simmons, I think, here. If you want to take shots on like JJ Redick, you know, Dario Saric, I think that's fine. I think you can do that. Don't know if I would take a shot on Robert Covington. The game fits him so well, right? Wizards struggle against small forwards. He's really cheap. I don't know if people are playing him. That's the thing. I wish I knew what the ownership percentage has been recently, because, you know, coming off of a decent game against Orlando, and it's Orlando, so anyone can do well against him. I wonder if people kind of take a shot with him, but I think this game environment fits him well. Could be a sloppy game against Washington. On top of that, they struggle against small forwards, and he's just really cheap, so I guess I will still take a shot with Robert Covington. I think, you know, mixing and matching a guy like Covington and Redick throughout your lineups, I think, is a fine route to go. But I'll be fading Ben Simmons here today. I don't think he's going to be the type of guy that I pay up for here. If you look at the Wizards, right, won't be playing Marcin Gortat. He'll probably have to play a ton against a guy like Embiid, but I'm sure he'll have some, you know, foul issues and whatnot, and I just don't think he's going to get a ton of offensive production against a guy like Embiid, so I'll pass on Gortat. Don't think he's too necessary. Thomas Satoransky, I mean, what this guy's been doing has been incredible, and I like playing guards against the Sixers, so I think that his price tag, $5,700, feels expensive, but man, what he's been doing has been Tough to pass up on. Last game, 18.5 fantasy points. Maybe people get a little worried about that, but look at before that, 38.5, 36.5, 43.25, 30.5. Alex Sadaransky here, I think he's a interesting play at the point guard position that you can get some exposure to, so I like him. Bradley Beal, man, he's kind of pricey. I 8,600 I like on DraftKings a little bit. Let me see what his FanDuel price is. He was in like the 9K range. I didn't realize he went down. 8,900. He has to play two shooting guards on FanDuel. Like, I just think I'd rather play like James Harden or Will Barton, Gary Harris, JJ Redick. There's just a lot of good plays that you can play. I just don't think I'm going to pay for Bradley Beal. Again, another guy I think I'm going to pass on. I think he makes more sense on DraftKings, but I get it. If you want to play him, it makes sense. He sees such a high usage without John Wall, but I don't know. I think Beal and Simmons are just two guys I'm going to take a stand on and not really play much on this slate. Since I won't be playing Bradley Beal, there's definitely other ways I want to get Washington exposure. I think going through Otto Porter is a good idea. I like his price tag around the industry in like the mid-6K range. I like him. Think he's a guy that you can target. Probably going to be one of my favorite guys on Washington with the usage bump that he gets with no John Wall. He's a guy I want to get some exposure to. At the forward position, I guess you could mix in Markieff Morris a little bit, but not one of my favorite plays. It's really Otto Porter is the guy that I want to get on Washington side of the ball. Let's have our last game, though. Houston Rockets, Denver Nuggets, 228 team total. And this one is going to be one we obviously want to target for good reasons. I know Eric Gordon was going through an illness. I'm expecting him to probably play this game. We'll have to, wait and see what the word is. Game starts at 8, and so does the slate. So I'm not worried about not having that news. But, I'm just assuming he's going to play when I do the analysis because it was just an illness. And hoping that he'll, be okay from that. But if we look at the Rockets side, Chris Paul, like that price tag, 8.7K for Chris Paul, that's starting to get pretty cheap. I don't know how we, don't look at that and get pretty excited. So I'll definitely get a lot of Chris Paul exposure here, even on FanDuel, 8.9K. I might like him a little more than James Harden. I think it's a really good spot for Chris Paul. I think he's the guy, from a point per dollar perspective, I prefer over Harden. Again, it's James Harden, though, right? He's a star. He's really, really good. If you have the money for Harden instead over Paul, yeah, of course I want Harden. But I think I like the idea of maybe going, just thought of this on DraftKings. Maybe you go like a Paul. Maybe you can go like Chris Paul, Embiid. Let's see, Chris Paul, and then you go like Embiid and Jokic, right? I don't know if you can make that work. But hey, let's look at that and see if it comes out to anything good. So if we put that together, you have 4,200 for position. I don't know if you can make that work exactly, but instead of playing like a guy like Harden, maybe you can fit in like, I don't know, say you can go down from Embiid to, I don't know, Bradley Beal. I don't know. Again, it's something fun to mess around with. It's just instead of maybe only having to play like one guy like a James Harden, maybe that hampers your lineups having to play him. And if you go down to a Chris Paul, it can make a could make a ton of sense and help you maybe just getting that last piece like a Jokic or an Embiid. So yeah, like Chris Paul, I think he's the guy that I prefer over Harden. Capella too. I mean, 7.1K for Capella, that's kind of cheap. Definitely think getting exposure to him makes a lot of sense. I think he's a guy that you want to look to play. So yeah, don't sleep on Clint Capella at that price tag. I think he's a really good value. And you know how DraftKings underprices their centers. Over on FanDuel, we got Capella at, let's see, he is 7.7K. So yeah, a little pricier there, but still think he's in play at that price, but prefer him over on DraftKings. I probably won't mess around with like the Ryan Andersons, like Tariq Blacks, PJ Tucker, he's all these guys, Gerald Green, Joe Johnson. There just seems like there's too many cooks in the kitchen now when it comes to all of these guys. We were playing them because they were dealing with a lot of injuries, but now they're all healthy and back. It just seems like not the best spot for them. If one guy like fits like your last spot, like an Ariza fits your last spot and you like the value on him, like I said, I won't argue against that, but not guys that I'm prioritizing by any means. If we look at the Nuggets side, there's a lot of stuff to like here. Jokic, for one, he's a little pricier now than we've been paying, but still a very good play. I really like Jamal Murray's price. I mean, 5.9K, I think that's a great price tag on DraftKings. He's a guy that has so much upside. I like him a lot here. I know Chris Paul defense is something to be a little worried about, but I like his price. I think he's someone that I want to get some exposure to on this slate. Also, like those shooting guards, and when we're talking about FanDuel specifically, I don't hate the idea of going like a Gary Harris and a Will Barton together, right? I think that makes some sense. Those two are just kind of cheap all over the place, like even on like DraftKings. Like, we get Gary Harris for 5.6K. That sounds crazy to me. The fact that we can get Gary Harris for that price tag is crazy. So definitely like getting exposure to those guys. This is a great game for them in general. So yeah, have to like this one. It's just too cheap for Gary Harris. So like those two guys, think they're both in play. Have to consider them for sure. If we look at Wilson Chandler, he's been a lot better. He's kind of pricey now though. Like FanDuel, you know, he's priced up for good reason. He's 6K, but here's his game log: 41.7, 21.8, 46.1, 37.1, 21.2. I mean, that price tag on Wilson Chandler, again, 6K is expensive, and he was bad all year long. I don't know what happened. I don't know why he just randomly started being good again, but I really think that Wilson Chandler could be in play. Maybe a guy that you pay up for a little bit that people won't play. At 5,200 on DraftKings, that price is great. There's a ton of upside there. So I like him more on DraftKings rather than FanDuel. I think he is in play and could fit this game very well. I know Mason Plumlee was back, and I didn't really check and see what he did in that last game. He only played 21 minutes. Had a solid game. I don't think this is a game where he's going to get a ton of run, but we know Mike Malone likes his Mason Plumlee, so if you get word before tip that Mason Plumlee might get some extra run, it obviously makes sense to play him because Mike Malone likes to get him some Mason Plumlee out there on the floor. So maybe he's one of those low-owned guys that people won't be on, and you get on before everyone else, and he crushes in one of those like low-dollar tournaments, and it's just a absolutely low ownership. But I don't know. I don't think this is the Mason Plumlee spot yet. But that's about it for the slate, guys. You know how it is on the Weekend Grind. We give the lock and load play of the day. That's how we do it. That's kind of the thing that we do. And I'll give you my lock and load play now. It's sponsored by the RotoGrinders lineup builder. You get over there if you haven't built like multiple lineups. This is kind of a fun slate to do it. You know, maybe build 10 to 20 lineups if you're first trying. Mix and match some players' exposures, and then you can always lock button a guy. That's always fun. It's always a good time when you do that. You kind of get excited, but when the guy stinks, it's very frustrating. But when he does really well, man, it's a good time. So my lock and load play of the day is going to be Gary Harris. Price tag is just too cheap around the industry. 6K on FanDuel, 5.6K on DraftKings. In that game, it's just a fantastic game environment all around. I mean, this is a great spot for Gary Harris. So give me all the Gary Harris today. Going to love him. He will be my lock and load play of the day. Thanks a lot for joining us, guys, or joining me, I should say. Hope you have an awesome slate. Hope you listen to this podcast and have a good time. If you have any questions, you can give me a follow at Travis Mangone. It's TravisMangone. If you have any questions regarding the slate, always happy to answer that for you. If you ever have any feedback, how we can make the podcast better, things we can do, things that you guys want to hear, this show's for you guys. So trying to do our best to make it the best product. So thanks a lot for joining me again. For me, Travis Mangone, I am out.